All right, I'm here joined with head women's soccer coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Blake Wiedenkamp. And coach, exciting times as you guys are getting ready to amp up your spring season and get it rolling. So talk to us a little bit about what the team's been working on this spring.
Yeah, we've been working on switching the ball as fast as we can just so we can find holes in midfield and kind of like play through their lines and keep the ball on the ground and just move the ball up the outside as fast as we can. We're looking really, really good at it right now. We matched up against Waldorf and kind of executed what we've been working on since February. We scored quite a few goals. We beat them 4-5-0. Goals from four different players. So it seems to be paying off right now, and the girls are excited.
That's great. And talk to us, you know, about some positives that you saw from your fall season practices. I know it was a different season for you guys this year with COVID, but what positives can you take as you guys move into this spring season?
We got more players that semester, which definitely helped. But for the fall season, I thought after our first game, we had three games. After our first game, we started to move the ball really, really well out of the back, and that just kind of gave us a great building block for the spring season. Our formation is a 4-2-3-1. It kind of built on playing the ball out of the back and being successful at playing it out of the back. So we're right where we want to be right now, and I'm pretty happy with it.
What goals did you guys have for the season?
We'd like to crack into the top three in the conference. I think we have the players to do it. There's obviously the powerhouse Iowa Western. We just want to go in there and compete with them. If we could nab a win from everybody in the conference, we'd be ecstatic. That'd be a really good job on our end.
Talk to us a little bit, Coach, about, you know, top returners and some incoming freshmen that fans should take a look at this year.
So we brought in our team last year, voted on our MVP, and we brought her back. Her name's Danielle Grimmer. She's from New Zealand. She's a left back. She's a defender. She's just a very, 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 very consistent player. We also brought back our goalie, Dana Brazier, who's also from New Zealand. Very, very solid. Great hands, great distributing. One of the top keepers in the conference, in my opinion. We also brought in a couple of studs. We have totally revamped our attack. We have a new striker from Brazil. Her name is Deborah Cordero Nogueira. She's kind of really good with her feet, helps the midfielders link up and get in behind and their defense, and it's really caused problems. And then we have a new freshman who's the shortest one on the field, guaranteed, Alexis Vasquez. She's phenomenal. She's got great feet. She causes lots of problems for defenses. She's hard to mark. She's great at linking up, going forward, and she likes to score goals.
Lastly, exciting that the Lakers have their home opener this Friday, April 2nd. They host Hawkeye Community College at 3 p.m., but Coach, talk to us about the game and what you expect to see.
Since our preseason scrimmage against Waldorf, we've just been kind of like chilling out, I guess, in terms of training. We haven't been training that hard. We looked really good in Waldorf. We're just trying to keep our legs fresh and whatnot, but I know the sophomores from last season, we lost them, and we felt like we shouldn't have lost them last year, but we did. They kind of kicked our butts last year. We're really looking forward to the game, and we really want to get at them and score a bunch of goals.